course, on Friday already, we were anticipating how the weekend was going to go. The crowning of the new Miss South Africa. She was minted on Saturday. Richards Bay, born Lalela Mswane, officially crowned Miss South Africa 2021. And she joins us now, I'm pleased to tell you. A very good morning to you. Congratulations. Can you believe it?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You say you weren't expecting to win. That's why you started crying when you were crowned. You were shocked. I mean, has it actually sunk in yet?
No, it hasn't. It genuinely hasn't. I refer to her as in third person, as a South African in third person, and everyone reminds me that's you, and it's so scary, and I'm excited, but I don't really think I've really accepted that.
How did your family react? I mean, I think your mom and your aunt were at the crowning. How emotional did they get?
They actually didn't say anything to me when they saw me. It was just tears. Even my brother cried, actually. My brother, who I've never seen cry, like in a happy moment, was in tears. Everybody was just crying.
So what has this journey meant to you? What has winning this crown meant for you?
Truly just a validation to my seven-year-old self that anything is possible, because I remember being 7 years old and being so displaced. I was very long and not even tall. I was long. I was very lanky. I was this dark girl that never used to fit in. I was told I really couldn't achieve anything. And you know how nasty kids are.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, she's so ugly. Who does she think she is? She could never be a Miss South Africa. And I truly believe that I could. So it's truly validation to my seven-year-old self that anything is possible, really.
What would you tell that seven-year-old who was hearing those naysayers, who was hearing the nasty comments, looking back now on all that you've achieved?
I'd definitely tell that seven-year-old self that people's opinions don't define you. I think for the longest time, I believed that I was inadequate. I believed what other people said about me, and I thought, you know, that's exactly what and who I am. And it took a very long time to unlearn a lot of those things, but I'm so glad I did. And with the aid of ballet, you know, I was able to unlearn a lot of these negative things.
How do you respond to people who still don't get pageants, who criticize pageants, you know, as a way of even exploiting young women? And I ask you this question in light of the fact that you, of course, hold a law degree. Your runner-up is a qualified doctor. The third runner-up was a BCom or is a BCom law degree holder. You are all accomplished young women. Why do you enter pageants?
Can I just correct you? Sorry. We don't have a first or second runner-up. All of them are, both of them are on equal footing. This year we've changed everything. The organization changed the whole first runner-up, second runner-up. It's just Miss South Africa and the runners-up.
Okay. But the point I'm making, though, is you are well-qualified, as are the runners-up. But thank you for the correction.
Yes. No, I understand your question, and I was getting there. I really think I actually shy away from calling Miss South Africa a pageant, because it's so much more than that. And I think pageants have evolved. They've become empowerment platforms for women. We impart so many tools, and we're granted so many tools that enable us to be agents of change and leaders in South Africa. We're granted so many opportunities to really use the platform as launch pads for so many other things. It's truly about purpose and drive and ambition, you know, are serving our country, being representatives and brand ambassadors for South Africa on global platforms. It's truly much more than just beauty. So I think we need to shift our perspective. It's no longer just about beauty.
Zosbini famously spoke of representation. Shudu Fatso was all about mental health. What is going to be the focus of your reign?
The focus of my reign is going to be unemployment, particularly within the youth, because they are primarily affected by this issue. And I think COVID has also perpetuated that. So many people have lost their jobs. And I myself have personally experienced you know, the harsh reality of it. So that would be my focus for my year.
We wish you all the best of luck. Lalela Mswane, the reigning Miss South Africa.